This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres congratulated Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, who are projected to win the presidency and the vice presidency in last Tuesday's presidential election. He stressed the critical relationship between the world body and the United States, and that is Mr. Guterres stressing the critical relationship. Guterres took office 3 weeks before President Donald Trump was inaugurated in January 2016 as President of the United States, which is the United Nations' largest donor country. President Trump has pursued what he calls his America First agenda, which shifted the U.S. away from a multilateral path to a more isolationist one. Under his leadership, the United States has cut hundreds of millions of dollars in funding to UN agencies, among them the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, which assists 5.7 million Palestinian refugees. That organization has been unable to fully close the gap since the United States cut funding by $300 million in 2018 and stopped it completely the following year. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban announced Monday the government will impose a partial lockdown in an attempt to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. This follows a dramatic surge in hospitalizations and deaths. In a video posted to his Facebook account, Orban said effective Wednesday, a national general curfew will be imposed between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m., with an exception for those commuting to work. He said the new restrictions will remain in place for at least 30 days, after which they may be extended. Parliament is expected to pass a measure Tuesday to enact a state of emergency for 90 days. More than 5,000 new infections were recorded in Hungary on Monday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Pharmaceutical company Pfizer says late-stage testing on its potential COVID-19 vaccine indicates it's more than 90% effective. That exceeds expectations and brings a rare piece of positive news to the fight against the coronavirus. Pfizer made the announcement on Monday. Pfizer said its research showed the vaccine to be more than 90% effective in preventing the virus in participants without evidence of prior infection. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top infectious disease expert in the United States, said during a Monday press briefing that the results are, quote, just extraordinary. He said, quote, not very many people expected it would be as high as that. Fauci had previously said he was looking for a vaccine with 70 to 75% efficacy and that even 50% was acceptable. Police in Belarus arrested at least 500 people on Sunday as thousands of protesters took to the streets again to demand new elections and the resignation of President Alexander Lukashenko. At least 9 journalists were detained, according to the Belarusian Association of Journalists. The human rights group Viasna was quoted to have put the number of those arrested in the capital Minsk and elsewhere between 548 and 830. They included a former Miss Belarus winner and an Olympic decathlete. A heavy security force has been deployed since early Sunday in the capital as protesters held umbrellas and waved red and white flags that have become the symbol of the opposition. Police also deployed water cannon in various locations around the city. Since Lukashenko claimed victory in a disputed August 9th election, with the country's election commission saying he garnered 80% of the vote, protesters have regularly taken to the streets demanding his resignation and the release of political prisoners. Hong Kong's pro-democracy lawmakers said Monday they would resign altogether from the city's legislative council if the central Chinese government in Beijing disqualifies any of them. The announcement from the 19 opposition lawmakers came amid unconfirmed reports that China's National People's Congress Standing Committee, which will meet on Tuesday and Wednesday, was preparing to disqualify 4 legislators. Media reports in Hong Kong, including from the South China Morning Post, said the 4 lawmakers would be accused of filibustering meetings and violating their oaths of office. The convener of the pro-democracy camp, Wu Chi-wai, said that any move by Beijing to disqualify the legislators and prevent them doing their duties would be, quote, ridiculous. You can keep up on this story and all the others we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, and you're listening to VOA News.